Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Oh, man. Okay, so this has probably been, I think this is back in the mid-late 80s down in Texas. I was a little kid. But so it starts out with my dad. He used to be a truck driver, and he used to work on his CBs when he'd get home. And I don't know if you guys know, but sometimes the CB radio will be picked up over, like, neighbors' TVs or radios, and they
can
be talking.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's doing that. He's testing it out, you know, one night real late and everything. And I guess the neighbor could hear it on his TV, and he's getting all upset. And instead of calling my mom and dad, he calls the police. So a police officer shows up sometime around like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And as soon as my dad opens the door, the police officer just walks right into the house, right into the living room. And is like, we got some complaints from the neighbors, the blah, 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 blah. And, while he's going on his spiel, my dad starts smiling and kind of chuckling, and the officer's like, well, what's funny? Do you think this is funny? And my dad's like, no, but I think you should turn around. And my mom is standing there with a 12-gauge shotgun right to the back of the police officer's head, and she's like, you got 5 seconds to leave, or you're not ever going to leave again.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Is there any follow-up to that?
No, actually, the police officer just left, and we never heard anything again about the situation.
Damn. Wait, hang on. Let me get this straight. Your dad's on the CB radio.
Yeah.
And he's talking about what?
I don't know. He's just like talking with his buddies, or sometimes he did this thing called Skip, which is where he could actually hear China and other countries and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he was doing some high-powered boosting signal thing. Anyway, it was just like random stuff, testing the CB, talking with his
buddy. And then the cop just shows up.
Because the neighbor complained.
Right.
Yeah.
And your mom has a shotgun at the cop's head, and the cop just leaves.
Well, he did walk in without really permission, so my mom kind of had...
Took advantage.
I get that. I don't know. I can't imagine drawing a weapon on a police officer.
Yeah.
Hence, that's the story.
You can't.
Yeah, I was saying, it didn't work. I got a paper airplane. I'm getting gunned down.
No, it's crazy.
Right, yeah. My mom was kind of known as a tough lady. I get my shoulders from my mom. Let's put it that way. I got, like, footballer shoulders, and I get them from her.
Okay.
She
sounds beautiful.
Back in, not the same, but similar. Back in Maryland, wife was working with a woman who had just had a baby. She comes back to work, so she was gone for a while, maternity leave and all that stuff. So she comes back, they're friends. And I had actually at one point in time been to their home for like a cookout they had or whatever, one of those town home deals in Maryland. But she was very nice. Her husband was very cool too. It turns out that her husband, and I believe it was when she was pregnant or it started whatever, was actually having an affair with a neighbor.
All right.
And they would, they both had dogs, and they would meet up.
Meet up at the dog park or whatever.
They would do their dog walk together. And that's kind of how they hooked up. How he got busted was that they had a baby monitor in the kids' room.
Okay.
Where, like, you take the little walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
And you can move them around depending on where you are so you can hear the kid in the crib and all that stuff. Well, somehow, I don't know, it was like, a cordless phone. It was a landline phone, but a cordless phone.
Yeah.
So he either called her or she called him.
And went over.
He picked up the phone, and it went over the baby monitor as they were talking in the kids' room. And that's how she found out that her husband was cheating on her. And this is a newborn. This is like, you know.
Right.
This kid's fresh out of the oven. And so she had to, she basically left her husband. As soon as she had a baby, left her husband, got a divorce. I mean, it was like boom, 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 boom. And it was all because of the baby monitor picking up.
That wireless stuff, man. When we were working on AM stations back in Baltimore, running a sports station. Ted, I don't know if you remember this. It wouldn't happen when we were in studio, but because it was a sports station, a lot of remotes would happen, right? You send guys out to, you know, so-and-so sports bar, and a bunch of people show up, or your training camp, or whatever. So the stuff that sends the signal from the location back to the station where we are, if anyone drove by in a truck and they were on the CB, it completely took out our broadcast.
Oh, really?
Right, for the length of time. But the thing is, you're in the middle. Oh, we have an interview with Ray Lewis. Ray tells about, yeah, we got the Smokies on the... For about 10 seconds. And so people will call and bitch and moan. And when you're working the board, like, look, if you're working the board, you're at the low man on the totem pole. You get paid the least. It is a freaking Sunday. Nobody else wants to do it. So when you call to complain, you're talking to the person that has the least ability to do anything about your problem. But I would just get phone call after phone call telling me how stupid I am. You guys are so stupid. I can hear every truck driver. And I'm like, dude, like, I know, man, but there's nothing you can do.
It was so small that, like, you know, if it was the Navy Football Network or a Ravens game, you could call up the actual, like, this machine called the Zephyr, right?
Mm.
Which had a very good connection. But a lot of the stuff we did was just on basically like a teleline, which was just like a fancy phone line.
Right. Yeah,
phone and you're line right. Those things dropped out all the time.
You could get the angry phone calls.
They also had a Marty thing that you could, like, beam a signal back to the radio station. You're basically on the same, you're real close to emergency. So to the point where I remember doing a remote from Kroger, man, and whoever it was, EMTs, police, fire, like, the breaks were only 60 seconds.
Did it take over the broadcast?
Completely. So there were times where it was just, you know, the Marty's already, it's on the entire time you're there.
Yeah.
So you can hear it in queue. You can hear it in your head when you're not on. But you go live, you're like, just guys, shut up. Please stop talking. Shut up for 60
seconds. Gunshot victim bleeding out. Like, exactly. I mean, there's just nothing you can do.
That was before cell phones. So.
Yes.
What's a story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I'm back in high school, and I'm at my end of the year soccer party. And this felt like one of the more classy parties. We were at the Tacoma Lawn Tennis Club.
Yeah.
I've ever been there. Yeah. And, I mean, it's just really nice. It's got, like, nice landscaping and, you know, the pool, and we're all just, you know, everyone's kind of well-to-do with the soccer scene and everything. And one of the dads had rode his new, like, a road bike down from his house. And my mom, being, you know, interested in anything active, she just really wanted to check out this bike. And I remember him looking at her strangely when she asked, because she starts to, like, get on the bike. And, of course, she's not going to adjust anything for her size. And I don't know if it had some sort of, like, electric component to it or something, but she starts to ride this bike and loses control and just rides it right into the pool.
Oh, Jesus. Were there people in the pool?
Yeah, my soccer teammates. People are in the pool, and she just rode it.
Did it fry the electronic part of the bike?
Well, that's what I'm not remembering. I don't know if it had any electric component and if that's why she lost control, but
What was the distance that she covered to take this thing into the pool?
Oh, only like probably less than 10 feet. That's what was so funny about it.
She got on this guy's bike and drives it directly into the pool with her on it.
Pretty much, because she gets on it and she immediately loses control. And I think it was just too big for her, so she couldn't just put a foot down and stop herself. So she's just trying to, like, I don't know. She didn't know the brakes. She didn't know anything.
What did the guy do? Because, I mean, this is his new roadster, right? And now it's sitting at the bottom of a pool.
Yeah. I believe he helped her get out. I mean, he was nice about it. I don't think he didn't start yelling at her or anything, but it was just one of the most awkward moments because no one really wanted to laugh, but no one's going to scold her either.
But how could you not laugh? Tell me you laughed, man. I mean, there's no way you can hold that in.
Right, but we didn't want to laugh in her face. We had to make sure she was, like, all right. I mean, I don't know. I watch a lot of Seinfeld, and I always compare it to, like, it was a total Kramer moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure that dude's pissed, but obviously she didn't mean to do it, so you're nice and you help her out of the water, but just like,
he was pissed.
This is too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ooh, but he was pissed.
I think that's one of those times. Sorry, Miles. You just gotta. It seems rude at the time. Just, no. You can't ride it.
No.
Like, I just got it. You're going to screw it up.
It's like when you have a friend over or a relative or somebody you know is coming over and you just kind of get rid of all the things that you know are valuable in case they'll steal it or they or might break something or just like you're like, do not touch the remote.
I mean, I did it to your Transformer.
In no time.
I thought I was playing with it correctly. But I remember as a kid, I would do that all the time and I always felt bad.
You broke your Transformers?
No, like I just had a bad streak of breaking stuff that wasn't mine.
Yeah.
Like to the point like I had a couple friends that were like, we're not playing with those. Like, why? It's like, because you broke them the last time. Like,
okay.
Oh, no. I have associates, people that I've been married to, people that I've known, where I still go to dinner, and I'm like, they're going to knock that glass over. I mean, they're talking They're talking like 10 Italians.
Right.
All together. I mean, just hands just swinging all over the place. There's champagne flutes and all this stuff. You know, you're at brunch, and you're just like, man, bowling for dollars. Here we go. Who's going to be the first person to do this? Because it's not going to be me, and I'm watching this happen. And then, bang, it happens. I'm like, I knew it.
Yep.
I didn't say anything, but I just go, I knew it. You knew what? I knew
dude, my buddy
you
ran
over.
Into the other night. He's a big dude. Talks with his hands. Now, to his credit, he doesn't knock him over. But when he's drinking wine or champagne, it drives me up a wall.
Because you're just waiting for
it. He's so good at it. Let's say this is a wine glass. It's like, it's like he's doing Tai Chi around it on purpose.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.